We had a master's student bring together all the data from our incidental sightings records and our strandings record. What he did was bring all that data together and give us an idea of exactly what the trends were throughout the years, taking into account that there would probably be more sightings in the summer and things like that because there's more people on the coast. And once all that was done, all the data was filtered, he actually came out with quite a clear conclusion that actually bottlenose dolphin numbers were in decline.
Do you know why this is happening, why there's a decrease in numbers?
We have ideas. Recently, the Veterinary Laboratory Agency in Truro did a study, and they actually found that the animals that they'd had stranded around Cornwall had very high levels of brucella, which is a respiratory disease, which can affect the mental ability of dolphins and things like that and their survival rate. But also, alongside that, and probably more alarming, is the high levels of PCBs, polybiphenyl carbonate pollutants, which comes from paints, sand, cements, things like that, industrial things that were banned in the 1980s because they were found to be poisonous. Unfortunately, they're still in the marine system and they bioaccumulate. So fish will have a certain amount of it in them. Dolphins will eat hundreds and hundreds of fish and take all of those little amounts and bring them into their own bodies. So when they're stressed due to low energy levels, so if they can't feed very easily over the winter, or specifically, more worryingly, is when females lactate, a lot of the fat goes into the milk and they'll pass the PCBs directly onto the juveniles.
And how did it come about? Is it human-induced?
Yeah, it's completely human-induced. These things were thought to be completely safe. They were things that we didn't think would leach into the environment, and actually it's been proven time and time again that they do get into the water system and they're very, very difficult to get rid of.
Environmentally, if dolphins are affected by these water pollutants, presumably the whole ecosystem is?
Yeah, it's a really difficult one to get a handle on because it travels through the food chain so effectively. And it depends on the type of animal. Dolphins and whales are specifically good for measuring the levels of PCBs because they have the layer of blubber around their bodies. And larger whales, you can actually take a core sample while they're moving and get an idea of the levels they've got in their bodies.
How can this be cured? Is there anything you can do and the public can do to help this?
With PCBs, unfortunately not. They are in the environment already. They've been banned. So the main thing to do for the bottlenose population is try and reduce any other factors that may cause them stress or difficulty.